Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 20th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we seek to understand compassion by seeing through the eyes of Jesus, reflecting on his story of the Good Samaritan. Please turn with me for the last time this week to our Bible passage, Luke chapter 10, and verses 30 to 37. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was travelling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbour to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Amen. The Good Samaritan is a parable wrapped in timeless wisdom and offers us a profound message of how to care for others more than we care for ourselves. It's a reminder that when you show compassion and kindness towards others, you're not just uplifting their spirits, you're also fostering a greater sense of humanity within yourself. While we journey through our daily routines and busy lives, it's sometimes easy to overlook the value of caring for others more than yourself. In moments of significant choices, we often find ourselves at a crossroads. Should we choose self-interest, or should we choose the path of a Good Samaritan? The answer isn't always straightforward, but the implications are often deeply meaningful. A simple act of kindness, where you care for others more than yourself, sets a domino effect in motion. As you show compassion and generosity, it inspires others to do the same, creating a ripple of goodwill and empathy in your community and beyond. In Jesus' parable about the Good Samaritan, the essence of God's love is pervasive throughout, suggesting that as we venture to care for others more than ourselves, we're also echoing divine love. It develops the idea that every act of selflessness is nurturing the divine within us. It is God's way of reminding us that his unending care never wanes and that he treasures the heart that cares for others more than itself. Don't underestimate the power that lies within you to make a change. Acts of kindness, big or small, carry an immense weight. The simple act of taking a moment to care for others more than yourself can inspire a wave of change, uplift spirits, and yes, in some cases, even save lives. So, in a world where you can be anything, choose to be a Good Samaritan. Let your acts of love and care be your voice in a world that needs them now more than ever. Remember, when you care for others more than yourself, it's not just about changing their world. You're also transforming your own. Now, who wouldn't want that? As you ponder these thoughts today, you might want to go deeper with them. If so, this question for reflection might help you. How is caring for others more than yourself reflected in your day-to-day life? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.